they can come so far. Only for that light.
Mm. What do they see in that light? Their death.
That is material world.
Actually, as I could see in that building, the kitchen is nearly completed. So even if they have not completely opened that building, still if the kitchen is completed, they can begin to cook it immediately. Why should they wait 2 or 3 months? The storeroom is a storeroom. That can be used immediately. You put strong locks. And one man is in charge, and he has the register coming in and going out.
No different store, no different store.
No different store.
Two servants, always cleansing. As soon as somebody eats, the servant cleans it, takes the plate and washes it and returns to the kitchen. Cart load food to go to shopping. You can put the dishes. In case of a hoop cutter, they can make it. Everything can be done. Simply do nothing. Sleeping management is given up. And everyone, such a big hall, everyone sitting.
What should I do?
Such a big dining hall.
Huh.
The other day they were saying,
yes.
Here is the sign, here is the sign.
Yes.
They said, must be too late. Simply showing.
This kind of sound spoiled the whole peacefulness of this guest house, this kitchen. And it starts from early in the morning, 5:30.
It is disturbing to me. What is guest?
Actually, they do have the number of guests now. They're having about 20.
That's all right. Welcome. But no cooking here.
No. No, that's cool. Immediately, we can start using that hall. Actually, there's no reason why certain parts of that building can't be utilized now. Not just sit on one day, there has to be some, you know, we may have an official opening ceremony, but still, certain places can be utilized ahead of time. Just like they're using
opening ceremony, we could be doing that.
Yeah. Some of the offices are already being utilized. So the dining hall can be utilized in the kitchen, of course.
offices, I cannot understand. There is no management at all. Big, big office, but no management. All bogus. The office means management. And there is no management in the office. Office, what does it mean, office?
Good management.
Yes, sir. But there is no good management. Where do you use the man to have an office? Simply occupying seats. Management is, I've told him. And he has told somebody, but there is no one. That's the government. The file is sent there. The file is sent. Where is the file? Nobody knows. This is one. I cannot do it. How the things are being done, finally, nobody knows. But it is informed. I am informed. Is it not?
Actually, I was also thinking about this management this morning. That's why when you called me, I didn't come immediately. I was waiting for Shoyananda Mahaprabhu.
Shoyananda waiting for another man, and he waiting for another man. And nobody comes. You are finished. I am waiting for you. And he will be finished, I'm waiting for you. And he is finished, I'm waiting for you. Bah, finished. There is no such arrangement that things are going on very nicely or so. That is nice. Anyway, every dining, every cooking should be there. That's all management.
They have a
and
dining.
Cooking should be done in food, but
this dining hall that's been built here, they have a dining hall.
It's that can be used for another person.
It shouldn't be used for the.
No, one dining, right?
The devotee's own. Hey,
yes, no separate. One day.
Because in Mayapur, the people who live in the guest house, they get served in the guest house.
You have dining right there.
You said that a high class person could be served with his, you know,
anything. He's high class.
If they can bring me prasad from the cooking arrangement there to over here, it's all right if they serve them here. Because I think the guests prefer that they can eat in this guest house.
Yes, that place can be brought.
Yeah. So we'll see to that first of all.
One store, one kitchen, one dining. not separate.
Not separate, not at all.
That is not manageable. Such a big hall, such a big kitchen. If some special room, it can be done in that kitchen.
Big kitchen.
Yeah. After all, a man will cook. So he'll cook there.
What about the fact that the guests eat different prasad than the devotees?
There.
And they'll serve them different types of foods. The devotees get one kind of food, and the guests will get a different kind.
Yeah, let them prepare them. What part of that separate kitchen?
No, there's no reason.
Different cooking, maybe. Simply that they're cheap people. But they're not telling this guy that very beneficial to the human. But they're not.
They say that they are curing disease.
Disease? What is that? One disease after another.
They say that the lifespan is getting more years.
That is another blood. Somebody can lose to live very long. Actually, even in this Kali Yuga, the limitation is 100 years. The rule is limited to 100 years.
Even less?
56 years. Average India, 35 years. In your country, it's more. Nobody is living 100 years. Because another blood. But even if you live for 100 years, does it mean that you have stopped dying? What is that? You are eternal. Najayate namyotisna. Nahandate namyotisna. You are eternal. What is the time? What is the scientist have done? Now Jayate Nabhya. Eternal means one who has no birth, no death. If you have birth and death, so where is your scientist head?
The reason the original faith was placed in the scientists because radio, airplanes, tape recorders have been manufactured and people are impressed by these originally.
But what is anything? Without radio, people were dead? Or with radio, they're not living?
They say they're living more comfortably.
Nonsense, comfortable. They have changed this evening. Is it comfortable? We have to take this cooling measure. What is the practical benefit? You can say that it is comfortable. That's not life. But that does not mean that you have moved the uncomfortable situation. You are struggling. That much you can take care of. The real benefit is not there. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma mitu jara paati. The real unhappiness is that you are why I am struggling. I don't want that. Actually, why I am taking the massage and so on and so on. So that I may not die. So where is the scientist going to know? In the struggle. This cannot guarantee me. No. It is not that. That is the reason. You will die comfortably. Die comfortably. Now there is no appetite. Where is the center? That's the technique. What actual benefit they are getting? They are giving some nothing they are giving, it's simply plan. Things without which you could do. Such things are there. There are no mobile cars. There are house carriages and block carriages. Things are going on. Not that without this houseless mobile car, society would have been dead. There are other alternatives. Rather, they are comfortable. As soon as you ride on a car, there is an anxiety. Especially in your country, on a car. As you ride on a car, full of that, at any moment, accident. It is not comfortable. If you are full of anxiety, aeroplane ready at any moment you can die. People are dying of it. They're going in good faith, I shall go there. Before riding to the sky, crash. So many aircraft. So where is the comfort? As soon as you get on the aeroplane, you are in full anxiety at any moment. Then where is comfort? Real comfort is without anxiety. That is real. Chanakya Pandit has given real comfort means orini apravasi. One who is not out of home and one who has no guests. Nowadays, people that are laying out of their home. And everyone is dead out to the bank. The economic machine is so bad that one is put always in debt for some so-called comfort and full of it. The whole month they have to work to pay debts.